Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the ADL Partners Chamber of Commerce President, Aaron Milroy. And Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, and kind of just, you know, want to do a check-in with how things are going. I know you were kind of hired in the second half of March, and so as the, again, ADL Partners Chamber President. So why don't we start here and talk about how the new role has been for you so far?
Yeah, I joined the end of March, and my predecessor, Deb Bankston, she retired the end of May. So I was lucky to have about 2 months of some job shadowing and training, but it's been great. It's been great to reconnect with many of the business owners here, you know, associates and community members that support ADL's growth.
Awesome. Yeah, no, absolutely. And so can you talk about maybe what kinds of challenges you have faced?
Sure. Well, just like everyone who starts in a new role, getting familiar with the terminology, schedules, and the players, with everything being new, there's always that additional uncertainty with figuring out how to get things done and how much time that actually takes. I think I am learning that I need to build in a little bit more buffer time between events or in-person events. And everything is still new, so just getting the backstory, where we're at currently, and then what are the plans moving forward has been a lot of learning opportunity, but I'm certainly enjoying that.
Awesome. And can you talk about maybe what the most fun aspect that you've gotten out of the job so far?
Yeah, for me, one of the most fun parts has been connecting with people in person. In my previous role, I would come into work and I would be stuck in front of a computer on Teams or Zoom calls for most of the day. And so the opportunity, especially to connect with those native to ADL or in the nearby communities, has been really wonderful. I think the other thing is that I've been really welcomed in by the industry, by fellow chamber executives or city administrators, supporters of economic growth and prosperity.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the ADL Partners Chamber President, Aaron Milroy, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Aaron, now talk about really, I know we, you know, talked initially, but can you remind us what piqued your interest about wanting to be the ADL Partners Chamber President?
Yeah, I think the opportunity to continue to work in the ADL community alongside businesses to support their endeavors and promote ADL as a great community to live in was something that I was looking for in my next role. Certainly excited about the variety of work, the opportunity to connect with residents, and then the opportunity to problem solve in creative ways are some of the most exciting areas that I guess I see on the horizon for this role.
Awesome. And I mean, yeah, talk about, you know, some of the chamber related events that you've already either orchestrated or just have been a part of, we'll say.
Yeah, well, I was lucky to have the opportunity to be here when we had our annual Celebrate ADL in April, which was wonderful. We got to celebrate and announce our Citizen of the Year from 2024 and our Business of the Year from 2024 and just really highlight all the work that the Chamber had done. I also had the opportunity to attend one child luncheon with Deb and then another that one or two now that we've hosted. We also had the opportunity to participate in our golf outing, title sponsors with the Galco organization. And then we've participated here just recently in the Chamber Night with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, which we're an affiliate member with. And then, of course, our Chamber Committee meetings and planning here now for our upcoming Sweet Corn Festival. So
yeah,
lots of fun events.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so you've brought up, obviously, Deb Bankston, who is the former ADL Partners Chamber President for a number of years. And so, like you said, you kind of got to work with her side by side for a couple of months. Talk about maybe some of the things that you have been able to learn under her.
Yeah, I think Deb highlighted the need, I think, in this role to move quickly, but to understand that it is a process. So she definitely was one to take action right away, which I think is still needed and still something that we will continue to do in the role. And I think building relationships with those in the community is definitely evident in lots of the participation for many of our events, sponsorships and businesses. So I think the relationship building is probably the biggest takeaway that I would highlight from Deb. Of course, lots of great processes
Sure.
and committees and alignment, but probably the community building and relationship building.
That's really awesome to hear. Again, we're speaking here with the Adel Partners Chamber President, Aaron Milroy, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Aaron, as we finish up here, a couple more questions. What has brought you the most enjoyment working alongside your staff members?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have a colleague, Casey Wheeler, our communications and engagement coordinator. And I think what is the most enjoyment is to have someone to bounce ideas off
Sure.
of, to help us execute some of the work, to help with the designs, and to really take a closer look at some of the events that we're doing and help bring maybe some new perspectives and maybe just a different set of fresh eyes to what things could look like. So incorporating change where we think we can, but then keeping the historical kind of traditional plans or perspective as well. So that's been probably the most fun. I think we've both said it could be more challenging at times
Sure.
if we didn't have each other to work together with.
Yeah, well, you both have been great colleagues to me. So yeah, really appreciate all the work that you do. And, you know, as we look here to the second half of 2025, you already mentioned the Adel Sweet Corn Festival. I know you were at the Dallas County Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday to request some, you know, parking lot access, because, I mean, as you know, that brings in a lot of people. So that's coming up next month in August. And obviously, aside from that, are there other chamber events that you're anticipating for the rest of 2025?
There are. So yes, you've mentioned Sweet Corn. I think mark your calendars,
yep.
August 8th, 9th. But we do have Chow Luncheons. Our next Chow Luncheon will be in August. And then we have one in October and then one in December. Our August session is going to be with Kurt Cable from the Dallas County Conservation Board. And then October is with Julia Helm with the Dallas County Board of Supervisors. And our December one needs to get finalized and firmed up, but it is likely happening. I think the other big event that we also have is our Holiday Hometown, the first weekend in December. So we'll be getting more details out on that. And then we have heard a interest from our businesses and community members that reinstating a morning coffee and conversations is something that we are looking more closely into. So maybe we get past Sweet Corn Festival and we figure out what that scheduling could look like and try to pick that up this fall. So those are some of the bigger events.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, that covers a lot. And like, I mean, you've already have been a part of, you know, ribbon cuttings and a lot of exciting things already. So can't wait to see how things continue to go. But thanks for joining us. And yeah, looking forward to the Sweet Corn Festival again coming up next month.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that's the Adel Partners Chamber President, Aaron Milroy, part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.